James Williams Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever, wherever, whenever it is. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. Or your first episode, whichever one it is, of James Williams Coaching. Appreciate you being here. Today we're talking about what I believe is the thing that you must do when making prospecting calls. This is something which I know it was always important, but I think now it's almost essential. And if you're not doing this, you're probably not going to get great outcomes in your calls. First of all, before we jump into it, if you are enjoying these episodes, I would absolutely love it if you could take the time to review this podcast, to rate it, and that's pretty much it. Rate and review this podcast helps me continue to grow. The audience is growing, which is fantastic. We want to keep spreading the word. If you could do that for me, that's fantastic, and I'll keep trying to bring you good episodes. All right. So what is this thing? What is this thing that we need to be doing when we're making calls? Well, before, I'm really holding back from just giving you it, right? It's all I've got for this episode, so I've got to drag it out. No. Well, yes, but it's an important thing that we're going to talk about. Before I do, though, there are so many things when making calls that it's important to be focusing on. And, you know, I've had many episodes, I think, which have focused on lots of those things, from having a reason for the call that's to add value, to mirroring, to having the right tonality, and even your body language, because people can hear how you look, if you're smiling, if you're standing up, if you're crouching over, whatever it might be. Anyway, there's so many important things, but this is something that I think we used to be able to, like, not having this, we used to be able to get away with it. And I remember when, you know, I first started making sales calls, probably around 20 years ago now, I think it was more important to be, you know, enthusiastic and bring positive energy, which still is. But I think you could get away with not sounding genuine. Not sounding genuine. And I don't think you can anymore in most cases. I have the privilege of coaching agents and listening to hundreds of calls a week, probably. And I hear the disconnect when somebody isn't genuine. And I experience it firsthand. I experience it firsthand when I get telemarketing calls. And I think this is one of the biggest things that's changed. Personally, over the last few years, I've started receiving more telemarketing calls than I ever remember receiving. And, you know, you're getting those phone calls from numbers at 6 or 7 o'clock at night. And, you know, these people that, to be honest with you, they don't usually have very good dialogues that they're approaching with. They make some fundamental errors in the first 10 seconds, which I often, if I'm in a nice mood, I'll kindly remind them of and give them a bit of free coaching. But the thing that I will disconnect immediately is if they don't sound genuine, if they sound fake, if they sound forced. Hi, James, it's yada yada from yada yada. And it's like, it's almost like they're, I don't know, they're trying to, like, they sound like they're my best friend and they're telling me that I've won the lottery, but they're actually just calling to, like, whatever they're doing, right? And it's that fake tonality and that over-enthusiastic sounding voice. It just makes them sound like a salesperson. And I think that is, well, I don't think I know from so much one-on-one coaching and group training and experience myself, is I think the number one most important thing that we're doing at the moment is not sounding like a salesperson, but sounding like yourself and being genuine. And I think people are more switched on. And if they sense that you are being fake, so many different ways you can say it, not genuine, being fake, sounding like a salesperson, sounding like you've got a hidden agenda, sounding forced, sounding unrealistically enthusiastic for where the relationship is or what the situation is, people just disconnect, like instantly put a wall up. And it's something that I work on with lots of people when, you know, we dial it back a little bit. And look, you know, you don't want to lose passion and enthusiasm, but it needs to match the situation that you're in. And, you know, you still want to be able to mirror people. And depending on the scenario, well, not depending on the scenario, regardless of the scenario, we need to be real. We need to be authentic in our tonality and our delivery. Yes, we're making a sales call, but we can try to genuinely connect with the other person on the other end, with the person on the other end of the line. And it might take a little bit of practice to sort of take off the sales suit and be vulnerable enough to actually be in this phone call, present in this phone call, genuine in this phone call, you know, listening to this person, trying to connect, not thinking about what you're going to say next, having a genuine tonality and a level of enthusiasm, as I said, which matches the phone call. It's a difficult thing to describe in a podcast, and hopefully I'm doing an okay job at it, but I think it's something that, you know, if I think most people can figure out themselves, and if not, you know, they can record their phone calls and listen back to them and hear how they're sounding. That's a very valuable process to go through, because you will be able to identify if you think you're sounding genuine and authentic, or if you're sounding fake and forced. But I've seen this is the biggest thing. There are so many other things to improve the quality of your prospecting calls, but at the moment, I think people are more switched on than ever. I think that if they pick up on anything fake or forced, they disconnect. The most important thing that you do is you be genuine and you bring a real authentic energy into the phone call. And if you do that, that will be the foundation to build on for a quality prospecting call. As always, I hope this episode was helpful. As I mentioned before, if you get a chance, please rate and review this for me. Very much appreciated. And as always, I'll speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.